Welcome to the home for Texas political and news analysis without an out-of-state corporate management muzzle. It's Pratt on Texas with Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. We've got big news today, our Lone Star story of the day. After extending the pause on Senate Bill 4 yesterday with indefinitely, the new Texas law to allow the arrest of illegal border crossers has been allowed by the Supreme Court. So yesterday they moved to extend their pause on the law. Today the Supreme Court allows the Texas law to go in effect and be enforced. The press headlines are hilarious. Texas can now start deporting people. Again, it's a bit of a lie because, well, they know the mechanics of the bill. They don't care. Frankly, it's an example of where them misreporting is probably good because maybe it'll scare people away and who are here illegally and they'll leave. The Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. It's far more affordable than you might think. Get with them, AlliedCompliance.com or 800-411-6906. Texas Permanent School Fund pulls $8.5 billion from ESG advocating BlackRock, a good move. And why would a Texas public school, junior high, high school type thing, secondary, why would they have a lesson plan that even deals with immigration law and stuff? Oh, no. They've got one that immigration law is oppressive. It's a left-wing thing in a high school lesson plan. Well, let me tell you why they have that in a public school and have stuff like that all in our public schools. And it's the answer, the real important story behind the story of the anti-Israel, nasty comments, Texas Tech professor who was suspended by Texas Tech, who's now getting massive press in his defense from the liberal media everywhere. I'm going to tell you the story that all, even the conservative news-leaning news media, has missed on that case. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. All right, my friends, let's start with this big one. Reuters reporting that BlackRock was told today by the Texas Permanent School Fund, the chairman Aaron Kinsey, that we are pulling $8.5 billion of state money from their investments because, of course, they're involved. They're a major proponent of this ESG movement, which is a big leftist movement. Chairman Kinsey said, BlackRock's dominant and persistent leadership in the ESG movement immeasurably damages our state's oil and gas economy and the very companies that generate revenues for our permanent school fund. That's right, that's how it's funded. The PSF will not stand idle as our financial future is attacked by Wall Street. And that is in line with Texas law that says we cannot invest our money with these companies. BlackRock's been here trying to schmooze everybody, the biggest investment fund in the world. They've been trying to schmooze every top official and everybody else on this. But good move by the Permanent School Fund board to pull the $8.5 billion from BlackRock. Because all these people care about, I mean, they're no... Even though you say, well, they care about leftism. No, folks. All they care about is making money. And right now, the hot popular thing is to join up with the left everywhere and all this environmentalist and Marxist stuff, and that's what they're doing. All they care about is money, and pulling the money from them is kind of what gets their attention, or else they wouldn't have been here schmoozing the lieutenant governor and everybody else and trying to do all kinds of things, saying, oh, no, we're the biggest advocate in the world for this ESG, but we're not really. Because that's what's been going on the last couple of months. All right, my friends, a Texas police officer was shot in a gunfight with cartel smuggler. This happened down in Mission in the Rio Grande Valley near Anzaldúas Park. And Anzaldúas Park, it's near the Juan Diego Academy, a private Catholic school. It's on the banks of the Rio Grande. It's an area known for human smuggling because there are no walls, no borders. Mission police officer apparently fought back against an armed human smuggler in the area. Both the officer and the smuggler sustained serious injuries, had to be rushed to hospital. I don't know The suspect's in critical condition. The police officer's listed as stable. And I know the police department in Mission was having a press conference this afternoon. I didn't have a chance to watch that. Missing three-year-old boy and his mother found dead in Bexar County, according to the sheriff. Express News reporting that Tuesday an Amber Alert was issued earlier in the day for this three-year-old boy. And they found Savannah Krieger, 32, and they believe she killed her child, Kaden Krieger, 3, and then herself, murder-suicide. And it's just murder, suicide, whatever. You're still committing murder against God's creation. There was supposed to be a custody hearing today. Terrible. U.S. House of Representatives members kicking off Energy Week in Odessa. The Speaker of the House, Speaker Johnson, there with Representative Pfluger and others. Johnson said the current administration has a radical anti-energy agenda. If these misguided policies at the Biden administration are allowed to continue, not only will we see a bloodbath in the auto industry, which we are seeing, we'll see a bloodbath in our energy industry as well. He said that. He said Biden killed the Keystone Pipeline. He attacked energy domestic producers. He depleted our strategic petroleum reserve and sold it off to China. And he placed an effectively a ban on liquefied natural gas export terminals. He's right. And good to see Speaker Johnson in the Permian Basin. They went out, took a big tour of a Diamondback drilling rig. UT System Board of Regents approved a guy from Georgia Southwestern State University, Neil Weaver, to be the new president of Stephen F. Austin University. Burglary suspect killed in a shootout with Frisco police and has been identified as Donovan Favors, a 42-year-old. So he was trying to break in an apartment Saturday. These people moving in saw a man sitting in a car in their garage. It's an apartment with a garage. They noticed the door of their apartment had been pried open and a bunch of their belongings were in this guy's trunk. They said the man darted into their apartment, so they called police. Frisco police found this guy in a neighborhood across the street. They claim he fired a gun at him. They shot back and put him down. He began the eternal dirt nap on the scene. Weird story out of the club at Sonterra in San Antonio. The Star-Telegram reporting that a 72-year-old man, Robert Andrew Routon, was killed. He was thrown from a golf cart, then it rolled over him and killed him. What's interesting is it says they were testing a mechanical test. They're going up a steep hill and had two people riding on the back of the cart. Well, everybody that ever pays attention, which seems to be very few people, all over those carts, this is not a step, no riders, not a step. They're not made for that, and it can cause them to flip, especially you get on an incline. There's going to be some liability on this one, I bet, serious liability. And a former Houston teacher, now former middle school teacher, has been accused of having sex with underage students. He's been arrested and charged with multiple felonies. Reginald Van Long, 27, and says it was a sexual assault of a child 14 to 17 years of age and a count of online solicitation of a minor younger than 14. That reported by Aaron Anderson at the Texas Scorecard. There's a bunch of stories out today how Governor Abbott wants the legislature to look at these big investment companies buying up single-family homes in the state. There's been a lot of that. There are a couple of bills that were pushed last year by a Democrat that didn't go anywhere. One would force financial institutions and investment firms to register with the comptroller's office if they own or lease a dwelling in Texas and disclose their holdings. Another bill would prohibit them from making offers on single-family homes until one's been on the market for 30 days. Governor wants this looked into. It's become a real issue. I mean, we're talking massive buying up of homes, and it's led to an inflated price and everything else. The problem is that's the free market. I don't have a right to sell my home to whomever I want to sell it to. I don't like that I have a neighboring home now that's a very nice home that's a full-time Airbnb type thing. I don't like it, but it's private property, and we got to figure this out. I'm not sure exactly what the governor wants to do on this issue. People have a right to sell and people have a right to buy. Maybe just some regulatory reporting so we know how big and widespread it is. I'm not sure.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
It may sound impossible, but Isabel and I have done it, having big fun while going to the dentist. Dr. Sylvia Zuniga's practice in Costa Rica is personal with the highest level of service and quality I've experienced for anything. Her office is near most of the embassies and a place perfect for walking and enjoying the wonderful weather. If you want top dental work at amazingly affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Architects, builders, owners, Texas Government Code 3100.055, our flag code, specifies that when the Texas flag and the U.S. flag are flown at the same location on separate poles or staffs, the Texas flag is to fly at the same height as the national flag. Respect Texas, our flag code, and our culture. Stop setting poles and staffs lower than the national standard flies. The Texas flag is to fly at the same height as the U.S. flag when on separate poles or staffs. Protect Texas. Do it right, please.
He's a bullfrog with a bullhorn, and he's not afraid to use it. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The big news today, as of last night, it was the Supreme Court places indefinite hold on Texas immigration law, the last-minute intervention. This time, last time there was a period of time for a week or something. This time, it was there's no time frame for it, so that we can't enforce SB4, prosecuting, jailing, or in processing through the judicial system for self-deportation or turning over to the feds people who crossed into Texas illegally. And, you know, they sued and all that over it. But now, breaking news this afternoon on the night Tuesday, the 19th of March in the year of our Lord, 2024, U.S. Supreme Court will not halt Texas law on illegal border crossings. They declined to block it. It can go forward. Again, it's already at the Fifth Circuit for a full hearing at some point. The Biden administration had asked the Supreme Court to freeze a judicial order allowing the Texas law to take effect. That was from the Fifth Circuit, as they challenged the law in lower courts. Justice Department sued in January to block the measure, which was supposed to take effect on March 5th. Texas-based U.S. District Judge David Ezra, always unreliable, sided with the Biden administration and put a block on it. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals paused his ruling and set they let it take effect on March 10th and said that, they're putting it on the docket to hear the case. And then the Supreme Court stepped in and paused it for a bit and then paused it again yesterday. And then all of a sudden this afternoon, Fox News says, SCOTUS okays law letting Texas police arrest migrants suspected of illegally crossing the border. Well, they haven't okayed the law. They're just saying it can go ahead and go in effect while the case is being heard in lower courts. And man, this matters. I mean, you know, one of the big stories was the Lebanese illegal alien apprehended near El Paso crossed over. He claims to be a member of Hezbollah, the big Iranian terrorist organization, the regular terrorist military organization. We've learned that from Breitbart that during an interview on March 12th with the Border Patrol, you know, this guy was caught. Think of the millions that aren't. He admitted to being a member of a foreign terrorist organization. A body also reported that it purportedly admitted he trained with Hezbollah for 7 years and served as an active member for an additional 4 years. His duty included guarding weapons locations, which are secret, so the Israelis can't blow them up over in Lebanon and raid them and take them. And this guy is here. What's he here for? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. In fact, he told the Border Patrol agents he's going to try to make a bomb. I don't know about all this stuff. And you talk about the arrogance of it all. You got a story that Bob Price had at Breitbart showing the migrants all coming around the border wall around the end of it in Arizona, and where, you know, a lot of the traffic is moved to now, and they're taking selfies and sending them all over the world to show everybody as they do it, just right there while Border Patrol's there. They want to send it back, show everybody how easy it is to come into the country. And a lot of the Texas stepping up, finally stepping things up, has moved a lot of this traffic. The Mexican government did it to appease Biden. He called him and asked him, and they've moved the traffic to Arizona mostly and California. And now this is interesting. You know, I mean, you can have all these Hearst papers and say things, law's going to take effect, let's Texas deport people. Okay, good, misreport it, because that's what you're doing. There is not one mechanism in that law that allows the state of Texas to deport anyone. What there is a law that if We catch them and arrest them and charge them. They have the right to avoid court prosecution and judicial, you know, full system where they could go to jail under our new law and self-deport. Or if they don't want to self-deport and leave, then they can be prosecuted here and maybe go to jail. So that's it. That's the law. As far as anything else, we just turn them over to the feds. So the feds could deport them or just catch and release them, give them documents, let them fly on the plane like you can't without documents, and bus them somewhere free, fly them somewhere free. So just don't buy the lies about the deportation. Certainly, there would be some that self-deport. The law is modeled on a federal law that allows for this, where they can avoid prosecution by self-deporting. But there is nothing that Texas remove them from the country. But again, let the papers, the leftists, do this, because all it's going to do, we hope, is scare these people away and they won't be coming in. And that would be a very good thing. Of course, they'll just come in somewhere else. Today in Texas history, the 19th of March, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company with in-house title examiners. They're fast and reliable. HubCityTitle.com, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Use them. And 1687, French explorer René Robert Cavelier, Sieur de La Salle, we all know him as La Salle, was killed by several of his own men in an unknown location in East Texas. In 1826, John Dunn Hunter, a Cherokee leader, arrived in Mexico City, because we were part of Mexico, that's our mother country, with talks with the government for land for a settlement in Texas. He was promised a land grant, but it was never given a tribal grant, and they don't have one. In 1836, during the Revolution, as the runaway scrape is going on and the ad interim government is meeting at Gross's plantation, they arrived there yesterday. Robert Hamilton was appointed with George Childress to go to Washington, D.C. and seek recognition of Texas' newly declared independence on the 2nd of March and establish relations with the United States. Also in 1840, Comanches and officials in Texas government met to negotiate a peace treaty. In the council house fight that followed, 35 Comanches and 7 Texans were killed. And in 1982, the 100th episode of Dallas, a worldwide sensation, aired on CBS. J.R. Ewing, Bobby Ewing, and all the rest of it, my friends. All right, now, I want to talk to you about one big subject, and it's important, my friends. I'm going to begin with the story that's in the Dallas Express from last week, because it leads to something I've had standing in my stack for a few weeks, where I've even told some people I really want time to tell the real story. And it's one even the conservative press has missed. The real story, the story that should matter to everybody, especially legislators, thinking about all this. Because, you know, look, a lot of people, they get all excited. They want to, well, they disagree with us. This guy's a radical leftist. He shouldn't have free speech. Now, that's wrong. The answer to speech you don't like is more speech. But the real story is, what are taxpayers subsidizing and allowing to happen in taxpayer, government-owned and controlled universities? To get to the real story, we have to go to the Dallas Express story, and it's one of many we see all the time, but here's the latest. A Texas public school's story by Derek Fleming. A Texas public school, this is Round Rock ISD, is under fire after allegedly creating a Mexican-American lesson plan. Again, more of this balkanized us against them crap. It's all this communist stuff to destroy the country is being taught and paid for by you in your public schools. A lesson plan teaching that immigration law itself amounts to the oppression of minorities. That's right out of the CRT movement and DEI stuff, mainly CRT, the Marxist derivative. Lesson plan reportedly references how terms illegal and undocumented have negative connotations. Well, of course they do, because it's a negative thing, you dumb butts. They reference Luis Alberto Rea, poet and novelist. Isn't it funny the people these leftists use as sources for things? It's always poets and novelists. He stated that illegal aliens, a term by which an invading colonial force vilifies indigenous cultures by identifying them as invading colonial force. Except we're not a colonial force. We're not a colonial country. And people are mad. They found out about it. They reported this to the Daily Wire. Forcing students to sit through history courses dedicated to teaching through the lens of oppressor and oppressed, CRT folks, is an effort to hijack the English language to manipulate and indoctrinate our most vulnerable in public schools. That's right. And it goes on and on. Well, this isn't our schools. Here's the real question. Where is this stuff even nearly appropriate for Texas secondary education? Why are we talking about these kind of high-level things in school instead of just basic history?
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
A Texas Aggie from the big country says he visited Dr. Silvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Silvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and Dental Care. Click the banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
Joining the late William F. Buckley, standing athwart history and yelling, stop, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Our country schools, Texas and otherwise, all over the country, are failing miserably, especially when you compare to other countries, and yet we outspend all those countries by many, many, many times in some cases, in most cases, per student in all states. And the question is, why are we having curriculum? Why is there curricula in our public schools that even deal with all these political type things? What's wrong with just having basic American history? Well, the leftists said, well, because that's all a lie. I mean, George Washington, they weren't good people. They were terrible people. This is my point. Why are the schools being used to allow for all of this stuff for a captive audience? Remember, we have compulsory education, meaning the government requires you to go to school. If they require you to go to school, they shackle themselves, because we also have freedom of conviction in this country to believe what we wish to believe. The schools are not to be indoctrinating. But that's what all of these things do. How do these things get in public schools? Because the teachers go to public, education colleges in mostly, there are private ones too, but mostly are public colleges. Why in the world would they be exposed enough to even be teaching classes like this? Well, that's the real story. I'm not going to sit here and draw it all out and then release it to you at the end. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, then tell you and tell you what I told you, which is the proper way to communicate. The real story over this guy at Texas Tech that I've known from the beginning and I've had marked up since mid-February is that even in Lubbock, the local press hid what this guy does. The real story, okay, he was Jairo Funes Flores or whatever, posted some very anti-Semitic remarks, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas stuff, whatever. And I told you back then, he was awarded the Hempel Wells New Professor Excellence in Teaching Award at Tech just in the 2022-23 academic year. And now he's getting massive, massive coverage and favorable coverage everywhere about, oh, he's being, you know, he has his personal views and all this stuff. Well, there were a lot of stories. For example, KCBD in Lubbock. You know what they described him as doing? An assistant professor of curriculum studies and teacher education. EverythingLubbock.com, other local media just said he's, they didn't even say what he does. He's just a professor. That's all they said, faculty member. The Texas Tribune said he's a professor of curriculum and instruction at the university's College of Education. But then, being leftist, they described what he does, decolonial theory and ethnography. and analyzes why educators teach about the way they teach about activists and student movements. Now, why is that a subject in public schools? I don't see any of it other than special reading that might be. I mean, we just don't have time. They can't read, write, and do math. They don't have an exposure to basic history. Now, the original story was broken by the Texas Scorecard on 22nd February by Kristen Stanciu, and she described it right. He's an assistant professor at Texas Tech's College of Education. He specializes in decolonial studies, ethnography, and activist research. That is 100% politics, mostly rooted in, not saying it's not a legitimate field of study. It is a legitimate field of study, especially to study what these weird Marxists believe. He's one of the people on that side. Why is that in the College of Education, where they're simply training teachers to teach elementary and secondary schools? You see, this is the real story that nobody wants to talk about. Oh, there's big news stories out there, and I'm going to share a big one out in the Austin American Statesman today. You know, it's a culture of fear. Why Texas Tech professors was suspended over Middle East war posts. Well, folks, it was nasty stuff, he said. Very, very nasty stuff. And Tech says that, look, he's violating the university code because this goes beyond just your opinion or having a scholarly opinion or direction on this, that it was it caused a problem for people. And I'll get to that. In fact, I've got their statement here. Before I go any further, just let me give you the Tech statement. We take the First Amendment's application to public universities seriously. However, we are also committed to providing a safe learning and working environment that is free from harassment, including anti-Semitic harassment. You know, the left always wants everybody fired, and they do in academia. They get them destroyed for disagreeing with the homosexual agenda or the transsexual agenda or anything. But of course, you can't ever, it never goes the other way, right? Well, it does. Anti-Semitic harassment, and will not tolerate behavior that crosses the line into harassment, interferes with, or limits the ability of an individual to participate in the educational activities of Texas Tech University. That was the president and the chancellor's statement about this man. And nobody has touched on this. There is a huge detailed piece by Robert Montoya, their long piece investigative reporter at the Scorecard today. And it's basically following up with a lot of detail on the things I've been telling you for years about University of North Texas, UNT. University of North Texas, Marxism and taxpayer-funded woke classes. But they've got one who's Dr. Waqar Ahmad, who is a professor of geography. But you know what it is? Marxist geography. He describes himself as a Marxist geographer, and he's into all the woke stuff. How can geography be Marxist? This is your ignorance, and I'm not criticizing you. I'm saying you're out earning a living doing your thing. You don't get it. And that's why people are slow to understand what we're talking about. In the left, every single thing in life, including the sun coming up, is political. Robert, that can't be true. No, it is. You don't understand Marxist philosophy, Hegelian Marxism, the dialectical stuff, and all of that. Everything is an issue of politics and control with them. Everything, even geography. And they go into tons of other professors and stuff in this story that's out today at the Texas Scorecard. My point at Texas Tech, and it was missed by everybody, and of course in Lubbock they'll never cover it because we can never say anything bad. I mean, even if it were the Wuhan lab thing here and released a thing that killed us all, they'd be arguing not to sell it, to put it in the news and to really tamp it down and cover it up because, you know, that's our lifeblood and that would hurt Texas Tech. Well, you idiots will all be dead. What will it matter? And that's really the ultimate in all of this anyway, when they don't want to tell what's happening in the local public school. They don't want to tell what's happening on campus. And yet, the very things that are going on are designed. You all you have to do is read the public statements and writings of the people behind CRT and DEI and all of that. Those things are all designed to destroy not just the United States and its Constitution, but the entire Enlightenment in the West, and replace it with Maoist Marxist principles. That's not some crazy extreme statement. It's exactly what they call for. The real story, go back to that story. Why in the world in a high school are they even, why would they even have a lesson about this kind of stuff? About immigration law, just having a law and using these, this is all designed, you know, it's all this CRT, critical race theory stuff out of the Marxist school. Why would they even be talking about it? What? Who are the teachers doing this? Where did they get this stuff? They get it from our colleges of education. You thought the College of Education was about pedagogy. In other words, how people learn, how to teach them well, and then the basics. Like if you're going to be an English teacher, you're going to take a bunch of classes in English. You're going to teach math. You take some classes in math. They should be in the general population. But anyway, it's all set up to be within the teachers' colleges for an education degree. I'm not one of the... I don't like what this guy said at Tech, and he's a leftist, and I wish he wasn't there. But my first reaction is, why is he in the College of Education? I don't have a problem with him being, as long as it's disclosed what his stuff is, being in over in the political science department or something in a different college. Why are specialists and political activists and anti-Western society, decolonialism, why is that kind of stuff even in the department, the colleges of education, where they're just supposed to be training secondary and primary school teachers? That's the real story, and everyone's missing it, and legislators can do something about it.
It's the talk of Texas. Proud on Texas.
If it moves in your warehouse or business with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving. Texas Battery is your source for the right battery for material handling equipment, from forklifts and scissor lifts to newer autonomous warehouse machines. If it moves with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving with the correct batteries. Rely on Texas Battery to keep your supply chain moving. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. TexasBattery.com. That's TexasBattery.com. Lubbock area friends, it happens every year when the weather warms up. Almost all the household pests hatch and spread at about the same time. Call Gafford Pest Control today to have your place treated inside and out. Then you won't be stuck like most people waiting up to 2 weeks or more to get treated. It happens every year without fail, so call now. Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292. Don't wait, as you'll end up waiting even longer. Call Gafford Pest Control now, 792-4292, and be sure and tell them Pratt on Texas sent you. The Lubbock Sportsman's Club is a leading promoter of wildlife conservation, outdoor education, and hunter advocacy across West Texas. If you want to help Lubbock Sportsman's Club achieve its mission to conserve wildlife and wilderness lands, to educate youth and the general public, and to promote and protect the rights and interests of hunters in the West Texas area and worldwide, you're invited to take part by simply coming to the club's meetings. Learn more about the great work done for conservation and hunting at lubbocksportsman.com and listen here for chapter meeting announcements.
It may be the stars and stripes forever for some, but to this guy, as always, Texas, our Texas, which inspires. Now helping you keep up with Texas, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. So here's the latest story, Culture of Fear, why a Texas Tech professor was suspended over Middle East war posts. They make it sound really, oh, he just made some comments, Lily Kepner of the Austin American-Statesman, and it's about how Texas Tech suspended this Funes Flores, it's a hyphenated last name guy, of course, assistant professor in the College of Education. They suspended him with pay for social media posts that school leaders call, quote, hateful, anti-Semitic, and unacceptable. Well, now, let me tell you something. Lily Kepner at the Austin American-Statesman, any reasonable person who reads the nastiness he posted knows that it was hateful, anti-Semitic, and unacceptable. All we have to do, if we change the words around to homosexual, lesbian, trans, or whatever in those posts, you all would be screaming for this man to be put in prison. And they go into how the American Association of University Professors and PEN America, they're saying that his suspension highlights concerns of due process and all this. Well, they're paying him. What's he care? And he's been posting about colonial struggles since 2021, including the war in Gaza. Colonialism. There's no colonialism here. This is just leftism. It's leftist political activism. And indeed, that's his syllabus stuff, his student activist movements. It's all politics. He's in the College of Education teaching this stuff to, just like the climate change politics, not science, the politics is all in our Texas colleges of education, indoctrinating these teachers, and then they take it to the public schools. And that's why you find yourself going, wait a minute, they can't read and write worth a darn, they can't pass the test, and an A school can have 50% of the kids failing in science or something, and yet What's going on with it? Why is this even going on in public school classrooms? It's going on because the left has seized control many, many years ago of the teachers' colleges, and they have really ramped it up in the last decade and a half. This guy said no action was taken against him. Here's how they report it. I find this hilarious in the Austin American-Statesman. In fact, I'll tell you why I find it hilarious first so you'll get the laugh. The Statesman, the Houston Chronicle, all of them, all of us in media brag when we get a score. They write big editorials and they always repeat it over and over in follow-up stories whenever a Houston Chronicle investigation did this and resulted in this, like, you know, somebody getting unelected or charges being filed or an official investigation opened up. They do it all the time, right? They're always proud of it. Listen to how they report this. But he said, the professor, no action against him was taken until Texas Scorecard, a conservative news outlet that reports, quote, on the advancement of self-governance, end quote, on February 22, published an article documenting the professor's post about the war in Gaza. The outlet claimed that Funes Flores' post, which supported Palestinian people and opposed Israel, were anti-Semitic. No, they put the posts in there. So they don't like it. See, it's not legitimate when a conservative-leaning outlet reduces a story. Now it's a blame thing. I mean, this guy's being run over because these evil people at the Scorecard reported on it. I love that. Which the outlet claimed were anti-Semitic. The problem is they printed them. Now, the Austin American-Statesman doesn't, because they don't want you to see the nasty things this guy posted that I covered here on the show. And on March 4th, the office there at Tech put him on paid leave while they investigate whether the anti-Semitic sentiments professed by him found their way in the classroom or the work environment. How can they not? He teaches this subject, that all the power-holding Western states are evil and colonial. And every struggling group, it doesn't matter if they're the Shining Path, bunch of Maoist terrorists in Peru in the 80s, it doesn't matter. To these people, those are the legitimate people. This man is a scholar, if you want to use the word, and getting paid by taxpayers to teach it all. Now, I don't join everybody who says we shouldn't have some of this because you need to know about these movements. I don't think the people teaching about them should be advocates of the movement themselves, but okay. How do you separate that? I don't know. But shouldn't that be over in College of Arts and Sciences or, you know, in the political science department? Why is it in the teacher's college? That's what the College of Ed is. It's solely about training public school, private school, you know, mainly public school, let's be honest, effectively, public school teachers for elementary and secondary education. This is not the stuff that belongs, that's in the text. It's not the stuff that belongs in the state-mandated curriculum standards and things like that. So why is it in the colleges of education? Because they are rife with this stuff. I know someone who ran part of the teachers' training stuff at Texas Tech College of Education several deans ago who got in trouble because she actually expected the student teachers to show up at school, and when they didn't, you know, out in the where they're expected, where there are kids in the school, and was demanding that they be there on time and got in trouble for that. That's how lefty it's gone. I mean, you can't even expect them to actually show up for work and criticize them and bring it up in their review, which, of course, what the hell's a review session for when you're judging their practice teaching? Not showing up, sort of like worse than not even doing a good job in the class. Anyway, it's radical. Radical, folks. And then they go into a timeline and what happened. I mean, this is one of these big cover stories promoting this guy. And he claims he got hate emails. So what? He put his stuff out publicly. I'm all for free speech. I think you ought to be able to send hate emails to anybody. You ought to see the stuff that's written about me, including publicly, that I never look at because I don't care. The only time I look at it is when people think they're being nice to me and they send it to me over the years. I used to tell the people at the other radio station, I don't care. I'm in media. If they're talking about me, it's good publicity. You get it? Just forget it. So what? He got hate mails. Who cares? His stuff he posted was horrible. And then it goes about activism. You've got text chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine held a protest. Look, any of those people that are out there that are here on visitors or student visas ought to have their visas reviewed. Robert, you don't believe in, they're not American citizens. and they don't have a right to come here and take advantage and be subsidized. I know they pay higher rates, but folks, they're still subsidized by the taxpayers. Don't kid yourself. That whole physical plant's paid for by taxpayers. All those salaries by taxpayers. If they're going to run our country down, remember in Austin, where they said the U.S. Army was sponsoring South by Southwest, so all these bands and people pulled out of South by Southwest because the U.S. Army is involved in, Israel's an ally, military ally. Well, okay, they have a right to pull out. I have no question, but we have a right to call them what they are. Just like we had a right to point out what Natalie Maines was back then. I don't have to agree with the war in Iraq or anything else to understand, though, that when you're, you know, why this stuff can be wrong, but it's particularly wrong when it's in a, when it's being paid for by taxpayers, when we are forced through our taxes to pay for it. They have this whole section about this group holding a protest. Yeah, it's a bunch of Jew haters. That's what most every one of these people are. Look at what they say. They voted to make Hamas their government. They have backed Hamas for years and years. Their polling numbers show the vast majority in this palace, this place where they were given the right to self-government, and Israel completely pulled out. Of course, they can't govern themselves. They've run it in the ground. They elected Hamas, a terrorist organization, to run their country. They stand behind it. They support this invasion and killing of the civilians and stuff. That's their right. Let them do it, but that doesn't mean that as a taxpayer in Texas, I ought to subsidize them being here, taking advantage of our good state resources. But more importantly, a professor can say what he wants to, but he can't create an environment where the Jewish members of the university and others are literally afraid to go there because, remember, he's siding with people who are literally chopping off heads, raping people, doing whatever. Okay, fine. Have all the free speech you want. I'm for it. The answer to speech you don't like is always more speech. But why are people like this with this specialty even employed in the College of Education at Texas Tech and other colleges of education? That's the real story. The clock has got us. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock, tuned to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tuned to 96.1 FM Q Country.